Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Asian Wave 101, only on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Steve Zhang, live from the University of British Columbia. It's an amazing day outside, and I'm here to make it even better. Let's get right into it. First song of the day. Jane Zhang Liangying is back after more than 3 years away from the music scene. She released her brand new album, The Seventh Sense, a few weeks ago, actually, and one of the songs from the album is called 我是我的, meaning I belong to myself or I am my own. And the song is all about living one's own life, finding one's own happiness without concern for what others think. I'm gonna love and respect myself even if you don't. That's the ultimate message, and that's ultimately what it's all about. Doing something that makes yourself happy, and as long as you're satisfied, then there's nothing left to worry about. Jane Zhang, I Belong to Myself, that's coming right up for you on Asian Wave 101.
Why'd you eat the whole thing?
Hi.
You snuck in my room and got him and shut the door because I told you not to eat anymore. Why'd you eat so many?
I love M&M's.
I know you love M&M's, but now you're going to have a tummy ache.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
When I have a rumbly in my tummy, the only thing that makes me feel better is listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
That was Jane Zhang's It was I belong to myself, a little inspiration to help make your day just a little bit better. Hopefully after listening to that song, all of us are more eager to find that happiness that we're after. And of course, check out Jane's new album and music videos. She's definitely starting to show her versatility as an artist, as ballads are usually her thing, and this was a great song from a great artist, so check her out and support her comeback. Moving on, the next track was requested by a listener. It is JYP Entertainment's 15 And. 15 And is a duo made of two very vocally gifted ladies, Jimin and Yerin. Jimin was the first place contestant on an audition show called Survival Audition K-Pop Star and signed with JYP after the show, and while Yerin had been a trainee with JYP since 2008, they debuted in 2012 when they were both 15, which is the idea behind their name. The song from them today is called Sugar, off their first full-length studio album released in May of this year. It's about falling in love and uses sugar as a metaphor for kind of falling for a person as if it's like a spell. It's got a little bit of jazz influence to it. That's become a recent trend in Korean music these days, in Korean pop music. I'm not going to hate on it, though, because I really respect that as a jazz artist myself. So let's take a listen to that right now. Let's check it out, 15 And Sugar.
Attention.
Show me.
So that was 15 and Sugar, and a very interesting song as requested by a listener. Go and check out more of 15 and. And if you want to request a song as well, send them to my email, asianwave101@gmail.com. Now, as for our next track, since JYJ made their comeback last week, I have an older song from JYJ to kind of give you an idea of what you can expect from their comeback. And the song is called In Heaven from their first Korean full-length album and second album overall, also called In Heaven. The first album they released as a group was in English, and it was an American release. It's an emotional R&B song and features vocal harmony and a piano melody. In the lyrics, it's directed towards a lover, asking them not to leave, and while there's no mention of it, she has passed away. And there's even a part where they say they are willing to follow their lover into heaven, essentially. And JYJ and the two remaining members of Dongbang Shinki, now and back when they were all together as DBSK together, they had set themselves apart from other groups of the time because all the members have very good vocals, and it's commonplace these days for some groups having members that aren't as good as singing, so they're forced to rap. And for us in this song, there is no inserted rap, and it's just singing, so let's give that a listen. JYJ, In Heaven.
Yeah. On tour to support their fifth album, Gonzo, Foxy Shazam comes to venue on August 9th, plus special guests, Stoplight Observations. Tickets are available online from Blueprint Live or at Red Cat and Zulu Records. For more info, go to foxyshazam.com.
Do you like laughing, hilarity, radical thought-provoking creativity, and laughing? UBC Improv is UBC's home for improvisational comedy, theater made up on the spot. Like us on Facebook to learn when our next shows are. Search for us on YouTube for our film sketches. And follow us on Twitter because we want the followers. UBC Improv. Insert cheesy slogan here. Let's get it on. Sugar.
Let's get it on. Welcome back to Asian Wave 101. And right before the break, we heard JYJ's In Heaven, some R&B styling for you, and hopefully gets you excited to hear their new comeback. JYJ has been through a lot to get to where they are now. They were faced with several huge setbacks when they left SM Entertainment, and as such, they were unable to promote in Korea for a while due to networks being afraid of losing favor with the label that once signed them. They really do deserve all the love and support, so go and check out their comeback. It's called Backseat, and if you liked In Heaven, you'll like Backseat. So next up is one of the new releases from Taiwanese-American singer-songwriter Wilbur Pan. The song is called Da Hu, meaning snore, which features Taiwanese singer Rainy Yang off his latest studio album, Crown and Clown, and they sing it as a couple, kind of addressing each other. There's a back and forth. The song isn't really about how annoying snoring is. It's more about how the snoring keeps her up at night. And Wilbur sings as kind of apologetically for the snoring, and he doesn't do it on purpose, and he wants to fix it. But rather than be bothered by it, Rainey sings as that she thinks of it as a comfort, knowing that her boyfriend is by her side. She likes knowing he's there and enjoys falling asleep to the sound and knowledge of his presence, even if it's slowly. So it's lighthearted, it's fun, it's just good music. So here's a little something for all the couples. Take this song and declare how, while there may be some things that both of you do that irk the other person, but in the end, you just simply appreciate their very presence in your lives. And Wilbur Pan, featuring Rainy Yang, Snore, coming up now.
Show me. 亲切，我不是故意，声音那么明显，难道我呼吸频率音量分贝高了一点？ Oh baby sorry， 让我去隔壁房间，欢迎一个完美无声宁静私人空间。
Oh baby baby that's okay， 只要有你陪在身边，夜里就不怕黑。Oh baby baby that's okay， 喜欢你围着你慢慢入睡，
在你的身边打呼
打呼，
起床后打个招呼。我在找你睡觉，你说真爱不会计较，爱这种习惯真的很奇妙。
你叫我安心，只要有我在你身边，就算呼噜呼噜 kiki 哭哭，象征一种爱的招呼。
哎，我是有点内疚，这么说会睡着也是内疚，怎么办？不知停了多久，不想破坏你夜里美丽的梦。
哦，只想抱着我，
哦，只想你陪着我。我问的不是我，我的声音好像
在你耳边。That's okay， 只要有你陪在身边，夜里就不怕黑。Oh baby baby that's okay， 喜欢你围着你慢慢入睡，
在你的身边打呼
打呼，
起床后打个招呼。
Hello， 在你身边打呼
打呼，
是我最大的幸福。
窗口打个招呼
，Hello，
能在你身边打呼
打呼，
是我最大的幸福。Hey yeah， so come on， 打个呼打个呼 ，Come on and 打个呼打个呼打个呼，
打招呼打招呼，起床后打招呼打招呼打招呼 ，Hello，
在你的身边打呼。窗口打个招呼，
能在你身边打呼
打呼，
是我最大的幸福。
That was Wilbur Pan and Rainy Yang on Asian Wave 101 with Snore. An interesting song. It's a very special way of showing appreciation to one's boyfriend or girlfriend, saying that their snores are a comforting sign that he or she is by his or her side. And Wilbur really has taken a new approach with his music in general, and his new album was written and composed almost entirely by himself. So go and check it out. Next up is a track from one of Korea's top girl groups, YG Entertainment's very own 21, is their song I Don't Care, one of their most well-known tracks from their first EP released back in 2009. It is one of the most successful singles of all time in Korea, having sold more than 4 million digital copies alone. And the song is about a girl who knows fully well that her boyfriend is cheating. She sees all the signs and she's had enough. She says, I don't care, because she doesn't want to deal with him anymore, saying, don't come home crying back to me and get lost. I just don't want to deal with you anymore. I've had enough. So it's inspired a bit by reggae music, and it's a good track. Let's give that a listen. 21, I Don't Care.
Hey, Playboy, it's about time, and your time's up. I had to do this one for my girls, you know. Sometimes you gotta act like you don't care. That's the only way we boys learn.
Oh,
21 on Asian Wave 101. If you're new to K-pop, you'll definitely want to keep an eye on them. They are becoming a front runner for K-pop spread and advance into the global spotlight. Each member has something unique about them, which sets them apart from each other and makes their group that much stronger. They're one of the few groups that have done huge shows here in North America, not just in Asia, and they're working with some big name artists from America. You'll definitely want to check them out. Now, I know you are all dying to hear what's been going on in the Asian entertainment world this past week, especially with so many big things that have been happening for a while now. So I'm here to help with that. It is time for Asian entertainment news. First up, Taiwanese star Jerry Yan is lonely. Jerry Yan, one of the most popular actors from Taiwan and member of the extremely popular boy band F4, apparently wants to meet some pretty Japanese ladies. So recently, he attended the Tokyo premiere of the film Lupin 3, which he stars in. The director of the film, Ryuhei Kitamura, revealed to the 4,000 attendees that Jerry asked him to introduce some pretty Japanese ladies to him. So the director then stated, "Don't be deceived by his model student looks and answers. In private, he has expressed his wish to make friends with pretty Japanese ladies. It is very brave of him, but sadly, there are not many actresses in this film, so I can't help him." The film also stars Shun Oguri, who lost 8 kilograms for his role, and Tetsuji Tanayama, among others. It will premiere in Japan at the end of the month. News like this is always hilarious. It's quite nice to see how some celebrities are shameless about how they have needs, and it's interesting to know that the director actually was willing to help Jerry. Last I checked, Jerry is single, and hopefully in the future he meets some pretty ladies and no more film directors will feel inclined to tell a large crowd about it. Next up, from Korea, actor Park Hae-jin will complete volunteer service with people spreading rumors about him. Park Hae-jin has been caught up in a lawsuit against 30 individuals who had been posting malicious rumors about him, and it seems now they will be solving misunderstandings in a different way. His agency stated that they were never seeking monetary compensation and only want to resolve this issue. A representative for his agency stated that they received letters of apology from the perpetrators. They wanted to solve this issue by taking part in volunteer work together, and they will now be delivering coal to a place called Kyurong Village later this year, as Hae-jin has done last year. The rep also stated that charges against a portion of the commentators has been dropped on the grounds that they participate in this work. The rest are still being investigated. So Park Hye-jin definitely deserves props for this. He's handling this in a way that many celebrities would never dream of and never do. I'm sure if you think about it, there are certain celebrities that we know of who would immediately, they'd be suing for defamation, asking for compensation in a money format or some other format, and just go about on this way of publicly shaming the people who defamed them, ultimately doing what they're suing other people for. So something good will come out of this. They'll be doing volunteer work together. This is definitely something great. So hopefully this is resolved how Hye-jin and his agency intend, and everyone can move on from this with a good feeling. So for the last bit of news, this involves two industries, and the question arises, how popular are Korean stars in China? So, it's clear that Korean stars have taken the Chinese market by storm, but how much of that statement is hype, and how much of that is actually true? Take, for the example, Kim Soo-hyun, who became a top star in China thanks to the Korean drama My Love from the Star, and he's reportedly earning somewhere around 10 million renminbi, which is Chinese currency, which is about 1.62 million US for each commercial that he does in China. And it's reported that in March and April of this year, Kim made about 18 million US dollars off Chinese commercials alone. And then you take his fellow actor, Lee Min-ho, who gets paid about 8 million RMB, about 1.2 million US per commercial. These figures are, of course, huge. However, these actors still make less than their Chinese counterparts. According to the People's Daily, Jackie Chan is the highest paid star in China. He recently made about 16 million renminbi off doing a electronics ad. And Zhang Ziyi usually gets paid 15 million renminbi for each advertisement that she does. And Andy Lau, Liu Dehua, a very popular Hong Kong star, makes about 12 million renminbi off each advertisement that he does in mainland China. So Fan Bingbing, a very popular actress in China, reportedly makes about 8 million renminbi, a little less than Kim Soo-hyun. So Korean actress Jun Ji-hyun, who also starred in My Love from the Star alongside Kim Soo-hyun, is said to have made about 6 million renminbi from a bottled water commercial, which stirred some controversy when it was said that the water used came from a mountain in North Korea. That definitely something controversial. Korean actress Choi Rim, who is going to marry her Chinese actor boyfriend Gao Zixi in October, is more highly regarded in China than in her own home country of South Korea. And she makes about 649,000 US dollars for each advertisement and each commercial that she does. And how much stars get paid for commercials isn't only the only way to measure their popularity, and frequency of web searches is also a good indicator. And there, Kim Soo-hyun and Lee Min-ho do stand out. The Korea Foundation for International Culture Exchange tallied up the daily rankings of the most searched celebrities on Baidu, China's largest portal site, for 2 weeks from July 7th onwards. And Kim Soo-hyun ranked 4th and Lee Min-ho ranked 10th. And while Chan and Lau, Jackie Chan and Andy Lau, were not even searched at all during those 2 weeks. So among Korean women, Jun Ji-hyun came in 22nd, but Choi Rim and another Korean wave star, Chang Nara, did not even make the list. But Chinese members of K-pop groups rate higher than their fellow Korean members. Like Chris, a former member of EXO, ranked 3rd on the list of most searched male celebrities, ahead of both Kim Soo-hyun and Lee Min-ho. And Victoria, or otherwise known as Song Qian, who is Chinese and is the leader of girl group FX, she came in 4th, I believe. Yes, no, sorry, my bad. That was 5th. She came in 5th as the most searched female celebrity, ahead of Fan Bingbing, who came in 10th. So Park Sung-hyun of the Foundation for International Culture Exchange said, even if you're a big star, if you don't follow up with subsequent work, you're immediately forgotten by the public. That's as true in China as anywhere else. And another professor at the Korea University, Park Gil-sung addressed the issue of maintaining fame in China by saying, in order to produce great stars of Jackie Chan's caliber, we need to go beyond the current celebrity-centered marketing strategy and create a content-oriented, sustainable business model. Now, the spread of Korean pop culture is undeniable, and it's only getting bigger. Regardless of how they do this, these stars know that they need to capture foreign markets, and they need to find that appeal to keep their names in the minds of the public anywhere. And there has been more and more culture exchange between the entertainment industries in Asia, which I'm all for. So hopefully this continues, and maybe more collaborations will happen rather than simply stars from one nation trying to break into the industry in another nation. Maybe, I'm no expert, but again, maybe that is the key. Maybe there just needs to be more of this exchange, some collaboration, something that every party can benefit from, rather than just saying, okay, I need to capture China, so I'm just going to do whatever I can to capture that market. I'm going to break into that. Maybe that's not the right approach for it. Regardless, that will do it for this week's entertainment news. Do tune back in next week for more news. But for now, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we have our Canadian Artist of the Week and some more Asian music on Asian Wave 101. Stick around.
Don't let money change ya.
On Tuesday, August 19th, American hip-hop duo Blackalicious returned to Vancouver, performing at the Biltmore Cabaret, featuring special guests Def 3, K-Rec, and Estia Elements. Tickets are available now at Red Cat Records, Zulu Records, High Life Records, Dipped, and Beat Street Records, or online at ticketweb.ca. For more information, go to blackalicious.com. This is a story of a kid, his name is Cisco.
G4E features vinyl mixes, exclusive local tunes, good vibes from around the world, a thought and a dream or two. House, techno, ambient, dancehall, hip-hop, African, psychedelic, noise, experimental, and eclectic music. Alternating Tuesdays, 12 to 2 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
We are back, and now it's time for our Canadian Artist of the Week. Once again, one of my all-time favorites is back. It is Jay Rise here with his song Turn It Up. Why? Because he just makes good music. This song is a bit of a departure from his usual sound. He uses a trap beat on this track, and he specifically addresses people that are riding in their cars right now. So if you're currently in your car, cruising, or stuck in traffic, roll down your windows and get ready to turn it up. Jay Rise, Turn It Up, coming up now.
Yeah. Makers. If you're riding right now, turn this shit up. Let's go. I keep it real 100, yeah. Taking trips out of the country, uh-huh. And everywhere I go, people looking at me funny. Cause the music is too turned up, and I'm riding through the city. It's turned up, so ignorant, and I'm riding through the city. So ignorant, and you listening, that bass loud when I'm riding through. I turn it up, cause I decided to. So ignorant, and you listening, that bass loud when I'm riding through. I turn it up, cause I decided to. I'm riding with the windows down, I'm rapping on some real shit. I'm talking about when the music's loud, so you can actually feel this. I be rapping on any beat I like, motherfuckers know I still kill it. For the ones that riding in whips, not the ones that busting no real shit. I had to switch my shit up for my girls that love them trap beats. And the fakes trying to attack me, it's the same damn people trying to adapt me. I'm trying to be the one, but I see no love, and they already know who they speaking of. Y'all losing, but I'm cruising, and my gas ain't full of that premium. And that's A grade, I'm taking advantage of paydays. Yep. This ain't the right track to get lyrical on, so your bitch ass haters can stay late. Shut the fuck up and try to turn up, and you ain't nobody we heard of. My team riding right beside me, and none of y'all bullshit concerns us. I keep it real 100, taking trips out of the country. And everywhere I go, people looking at me funny. Cause the music is too turned up, and I'm riding through the city. It's turned up, it's so ignorant, and I'm riding through the city. So ignorant, and you listening, that bass loud when I'm riding through. I turn it up.
up, I turn it up, I turn it up, cause that's attitude. So ignorant and you listening, that bass loud when I'm riding through. I turn it up, I turn it up, I turn it up, cause that's attitude. I hold it down, I'm in grind mode. I'm hustling more when I'm running the show. This my sound, my rhyme flows. I've done it before when it's nothing but dope. I got a plan, premeditated for anyone that's never heard of me. Cause I murder beats like first degree and I get stronger like Hercules. Personally, this is exercise. I get a beat that's mainstream. It ain't hurting me, spit better rhymes. I'm still glad that I'm seeing dreams. You don't have to like me. Shit, you don't have to like this song. I used to have them headsets and I blaze the beat when the mic is on. That's clear vision, clear mind flying in the air. That's hang time. Economy to that first class. Throw up the peace, no gang sign. So go ahead, bring in the hate, but I ain't got no spare time. My stewardess, bring me a steak and I tell her ass right there's fine. I keep it real 100, taking trips out of the country. And everywhere I go, people looking at me funny. Cause the music is too turned up and I'm riding through the city. It's turned up, it's so ignorant and I'm riding through the city. So ignorant and you listening, that bass loud when I'm riding through. I turn it up, I turn it up, I turn it up, cause I decided to. So ignorant and you listening, that bass loud when I'm riding through. I turn it up, I turn it up, I turn it up, cause I decided to. Bitch, this one right here, it's for the ones that's riding in their whips. That bass loud when I'm riding through.
Jay Rise, Turn It Up on Asian Wave 101. He switches it up a lot with his music, and that's what it's all about. Learning, experimenting with new styles, and, you know, learning these new techniques. Jay Rise recently dropped a brand new mixtape. It was just this week on Monday, called In Timely Fashion. Go give that a listen, and you can also click through to his YouTube channel to see his music videos and remixes, of course. Jumping back to Korea, a song from a boy band that goes by the name of M-Black. M-Black, spelled M-B-L-A-Q, is a five-member group. Their name is an acronym, which stands for Music Boys Live in Absolute Quality. I know what you're thinking, but I will just say this. K-pop loves its weird acronyms. They debuted back in 2009, and they are managed by J-Toon Camp, the label founded by legendary Korean singer Rain, and they were trained and mentored by Rain himself. The song from them today is called Smoky Girl, off their fifth EP, Sexy Beat, released in the summer of last year. It's a song for the club, and it's about seeing a girl at the club and wanting to go up to her and interact. They call her a smoky girl, which I don't really know what it means. Is she smoking hot, or is her figure like that of a wisp of smoke? Whatever it is, I'll leave the interpretation up to you. All that aside, though, this is one of my favorite M-Black tracks, and it's one of the most solid releases of 2013. So M-Black, Smoky Girl, up next.
흘러들어선 클럽 시간은 남아도 새벽 다시 구석바에 앉아있던 가늘은 손목에 레몬 제시 She was smoky girl 조명에 붉은 머릿결 슬퍼 보이던 눈가에 번진 상처 Smoky girl. Yeah.
자고는 자주 있는 일인 듯이 나 보면 우쭈
흑심이 없다면 금방 티가 나겠지. 난 미리 솔직하게 이 밤에 취한 우린 아직 할 얘기가 많아 baby. 슬픈 드라마나 찍자는 게 아냐 괜히 서툰 척도 서두르는 것도 할 필요 없어. 손 내밀어봐 처음 만났지만 잠시 들어올래 내 맘에 불만
M Black, Smokey Girl, on Asian Wave 101. Yes, I know you know now. It seems that the group really loves their Smokey Girls. I'll bet that song will be stuck in your heads for a while, and that's a specialty of K-pop, because the music just gets inside your head, and you'll never forget it. Once you start, you won't stop. But M Black is a very good group. Their music is always solid, and their focus is never just stuck on one style of music. They've done more dance-oriented tracks, they've done R&B, they've done just straight pop. They're versatile, and you'll definitely want to check them out. Moving on, though, Taiwanese pop diva Jolin Tsai is back with a song off her 12th studio album, Muse. The song is called Da Yi Shu Jia, which means the great artist. This song is also something a little different. Songs with heavy electro influences are fairly rare in Mandarin pop music, and though it is becoming a bit more of a trend, it's becoming a little more common. Since Jolin is making a comeback in autumn of this year, this is a little something to get us all excited for her return to the music scene after a two-year absence. So this song is Jolin singing to a girl who is with a guy who is, to simply put it, he is two-faced. And she simply says, "You deserve better. The love you have is too valuable for such a guy, to be wasted on such a guy." And the girl who creates such a valuable love is the title, the great artist. It seems the message of the song is simply to tell girls to ditch unfaithful guys, but it's more than that. It's meant to inspire people in this situation to break free of it, to not base their own happiness and worth on how others feel about them. This is one of the reasons why I like Jolin so much. Her music isn't always the same ballads associated with Mandarin pop music, and it's amazing where you find inspiration and something so meaningful hidden away in the songs she puts out. So Jolin Tsai, the great artist, coming up right now.
Yeah, 你给他三盘去遍地背叛，他不是反骨，也不是魔。 신 创作를 알고자 Wake up 이제도自身자 你确实没有那么 I die 爱是女子女神的话 谁都应该被宠爱完善 Go get go get 那种没能让为那次单身 真心创作的爱无价 Wake up 别再做自身者你确实没有那么 I die 爱是女子女神的吻 谁都应该被宠爱完善 Go get go get 那种没能让维纳斯单身
That was Jolene Tsai's The Great Artist, and some empowerment for anyone that is struggling through this situation right now. I'm excited to hear what Jolene has thought of since the release of this album. I'm already hyped for her comeback and patiently waiting. If you're interested too, be sure to check it out when autumn comes around. Next up, the very talented Khalil Fong with a track from his latest studio project, Dangerous World. The song is called Bali, which is the Mandarin way of saying Paris. It's another great example of Khalil's more experimental sound, and in this song, Paris represents a place of dreams and fantasy for Khalil. He's going through a bit of a breakup, and with this song, he says he's going to visit Paris just to go and take some pictures, nothing else, no partying, nothing of that sort. But most importantly, he wants to get away from the drama at home, but in the end, no matter how much he enjoys himself, no matter how beautiful the city may be, it's just not the same without the one that he loves. So this song is really interesting in that regard. At first listen, it's hard to tell that Paris represents something more than just a destination, a place for him to escape to. But once again, Khalil shows off his musical talent with a song like this, a real standout talent that he is, and a favorite of mine to listen to any time of the day. Let's check it out, Khalil Fong, Paris.
Shampoo 是时候删除我手机里的相片
Khalil Fong, Paris. If you're not listening to him yet, you better be soon. You cannot get into Mandarin pop without listening to Khalil. He is definitely unique among Mandarin artists, and he's still very underrated. With that, though, we've reached the last track of the day, and it's by Sistar. Their latest comeback, released mid-July, it's called Touch My Body. It's bright, with a party feel to it, and it's quite self-explanatory. So I'll leave you with that, and of course, if you have any questions, or if you have a request or a song that you want me to check out, send me an email to asianwave101@gmail.com, and this week I want to ask you, what do you think is the reason behind the spread of Korean pop culture to other parts of the world? Shoot me an email with your thoughts, I'd like to hear from you. I'll leave you with that, and Sistar, afterwards, stick around for an hour of C-Morg hosted by Matab, bringing you some folk tales and mythological storytelling. That will do it for this week. This has been your weekly dose of Asian Wave 101, only on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Steve. Thank you all for tuning in. Until next time.